The founder of the original Me Too movement, which began more than two decades ago, spoke at the University of Nevada, Reno Wednesday night. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano was there and has this report.
Please join me in welcoming Tarana Burke.
Hello. Hundreds of people filled the Joe Crowley Student Union to welcome Tarana Burke, who has dedicated 25 years to fighting and educating communities on sexual violence.
I've been crisscrossing the country talking about Me Too. And there's a lot to talk about. I remember thinking, I told my girlfriend maybe 2 weeks after it went viral, and I said, she's like, you need to like start thinking about getting out and talking and going on the road. And I was like, psh, this will blow over. Nobody's going to be talking about this in a couple of weeks. It's just a hashtag. Well.
Last year, the Me Too hashtag exploded on Twitter, gaining 500,000 retweets within 24 hours. Burke says the overnight sensation of the hashtag gave everyday people the chance to come forward and share their stories. That includes Yuvashri Santhakumaran. A UNR student who attended the event voiced her truth about being a sexual assault survivor.
I never thought it would happen to me, and it did. And I'm a normal person in a society, and I should be safe no matter what, wherever I am, whatever time. I guess the movement just gave me the courage to realize that it's not my fault and that it is okay. It's about educating people. And it's about men and women and everyone to join the fight.
Luis Magriel is another student who attended the event. He is part of a group on campus called the Young Democratic Socialists, which encourages social justice activism.
Sexual assault and sexual violence is one of the worst ways that misogyny affects us in this society, and it's such a continuous, massive problem that intersects with race, that intersects with class. And so fighting that and recognizing it and doing harm reduction around the problem of sexual violence is not only vital to our communities, it's literally a necessary step to doing any other work that's going to better our society as a whole.
The event took place while there's a national spotlight on sexual assault victims after last week's controversial hearing on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Burke says the Me Too movement isn't about taking down powerful men or partisan politics.
That it's really about supporting the people who actually said Me Too and looking at the breadth of sexual violence in this country and beyond and what we need to do to interrupt it, what we need to do to support the people who have already suffered it or been victimized by it, who have survived it. That's what this work is really about, and everything else is a distraction.
As the Me Too movement continues to grow, the facts surrounding sexual assault are grim. According to a 2014 report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly one in five American women has been raped, and close to 44% have dealt with other forms of sexual violence.
And let's heal together. And if you are ready to do that, I can only leave you with two words. Me too. Thank you.
Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.
You can see photos from the event at KUNR.org.